Now, what is the secret to happiness? Is there a God? And why am I dressed as a monster? Well, the first two, legitimate existential questions. The last one, maybe not so much. But that's what first-year students at Carleton University will be roaming the streets asking trick-or-treaters tonight. Believe it or not, they're taking a course called Monsters and Monstrosities. And their assignment tonight is to study monster ethnography. Alia Ahmad is one of the course instructors, and she's in the studio with me now. Good morning.
Hi, Robin.
Monster ethnography.
Yes.
What on earth?
It is hopefully an entertaining and engaging assignment that our students are going to do. There's three of us teaching these courses. I'm doing the English section, and there's a film section and a sociology section also. So there's students sort of spanning disciplines. And our assignment is to send them out, ask them to interview, do field work on monsters, and talk to people who are dressed as monsters. Find out about why they picked the monsters they did, what the appeal of that particular monster is, what it means to them, and to also get the students to sort of critically reflect on maybe why they chose to interview that particular monster as well. So it's a self-reflective ethnography.
Okay, so and what's the kind of point of the assignment?
Well, to exercise some critical thinking with respect to monsters as symbols, as representations. I was listening to your guest earlier, and it's interesting how we express our fears culturally. And one of the ways that we do that is through monsters. And monsters can signify different things at different times. I mean, we all know that the earlier monsters, those Universal Studio monsters, are kind of conventional cliches now. But they're also really important iconic parts of our culture. We know what Frankenstein is and what he looks like. We know the Frankenstein monster. We know what Dracula is supposed to, do and say and behave, and how Dracula behaves, the Wolfman, all of these iconic monsters. And so what people are doing with those iconic monsters, or how they're choosing to, bend the rules a little bit or think of new monsters, create monsters, is very fascinating.
So what's the drill? They're going to go out on the streets tonight. They're going to be looking for monsters in particular, go up to them, even if they're kind of 5 years old. And
we won't be talking to children. I don't think that would be a very good idea, ethically speaking. I think that we're going to stick to the young adults, the Halloween party scene. And some of the students are going to stay on campus. There's probably a lot going on campus.
Right. And what are some of the questions that they're going to be asking them then?
We've asked them to come up with their own research questions. We gave them a workshop on doing ethnography, on the methodology, on what type of questions you would ask a monster. We sort of worked through it with them ahead of time so they wouldn't be too frightened, because, face it, it's an intimidating thing going up to strangers and saying, why are you this monster? So we got them to think a little bit ahead of time about what types of questions they could ask. So, questions such as, what is exciting for you about being? I see that you're this kind of monster. Why are you drawn to this particular monster? And to also critically analyze their own reactions and responses.
Wow. I wish I had a course like that when I went to university.
I think it's going to be fun. They're doing it in groups, so they get to, kind of spark off each other's ideas, and then they have to write it up and present it to us in during the month of November.
So when I first looked at it, I admit I went a course on monsters and monstrosities. This is one of those easy credit courses that people take, but you're actually saying that it is significant in the realms of looking at how kind of monsters and Draculas and all the rest fit into a kind of our cultural lexicon and history.
I've absolutely loaded my students with a lot of highfalutin theory on monsters. For example, looking at Noel Carroll's cognitive theory of monsters of art horror, which, he talks about ways to make monsters based on fission or fusion or hybrids. Stephen King's Dans Macabre, which looks at what monsters are, and Judith Halberstam, which looks at monsters from different communities. For example, vampires were often looked at as deviant sexualities, and zombies have been thought of as, consumerist nightmares. So, these are some of the things that students get to analyze, the symbology, the subtexts, and, what's really behind those frightening or horrible figures. They're not just entertainment simply. They trigger deep responses in us.
Do you think, you know how we always talk about we're becoming more celebrity obsessed in our culture nowadays? Do you think that monsters have gone kind of B-list these days, or how have they changed over the years?
You know, I'd love to write a monster story about how plastic surgery and the genuine weirdness of celebrity life makes them sort of monstrous.
That would be pretty easy. Pretty interesting, I was going to say. And what got you interested in this topic in the first place? I'm picturing you as a kid with your nose in a book when you were, and you're nodding your head that you loved kind of horror stories and monster stories.
I always have, and I went to my academic work saying that I would do what I loved, otherwise there was no point doing it. And so I've always been a horror fan. I did my doctoral dissertation on a comparative study of horror fiction, and so I jump at the chance to teach courses on monstrosity. I've taught courses on gender and the horrific, and now this Arts One seminar, first year seminar, which is great because it's first year students, so they're coming into university. It's a big transition for them, and you know, to engage in a small seminar area with something that they enjoy or are familiar with or interested in, popular culture and literature and fiction about monsters, is a good way for them to connect with university life.
Well, let me introduce you to Dave Brown. He's just sat down beside you. Dave's our traffic reporter, and he was asking.
Good morning.
He was asking our listeners earlier for their favorite monster movie or their favorite
scary movie.
Scary movie. Mm-hmm. You must have one.
I do. I have many. I guess it depends in what context. If you're looking at a movie that would scare me, I think the scariest thing I saw recently was the French film Martyrs, Les Martyrs. And I'm a pretty hardcore horror fan, and I had to pause that one halfway through.
Oh,
it was
hardcore.
It was rough.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So if you want to scare the willies out of yourself, that's a good one to watch. Thank you very much for coming in, and I'd love to see how you grade papers. This sounds like such an interesting topic. Elia, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
Elia Almed is a English instructor with Carleton's Arts One program, and tonight her students in the program's Monsters and Monstrosities cluster will interview Halloween monsters around the city.